New research has shown that 14.6% of paramedics suffer from some form of post-traumatic stress disorder. This number is double the percentage of firearms suffering from PTSD and almost three times the amount of police officers, and desperately highlights the need for a greater support system.
Dr. Andrea Phelps is Deputy Director for the Phoenix Australia Centre for Post-Traumatic Mental Health, and she joins us now to discuss their work and this new research. Good morning, Dr. Phelps.
Good morning.
So I think we'd like to begin by asking, what is Phoenix Australia?
Yes, sure. So Phoenix Australia Centre for Post-Traumatic Mental Health, we're a not-for-profit organisation affiliated with the University of Melbourne. But really our mission is to improve outcomes for people affected by trauma. So we do a lot of work with DVA and Defence and a range of emergency service organisations around Australia, as well as other clients as well. Anyone who has a workforce who are exposed to trauma in the course of their work.
So how much funding does the government currently allocate to mental health care?
Across all of... do you mean how much do they allocate to Phoenix, or how much do they allocate to mental health care across Australia?
Well, I suppose to lead up to that, we want to know what sorts of mental trauma does Phoenix deal with specifically?
So we're not a clinical service. We don't run a clinic where we see patients. Our role is more around research, policy and service development and training. So we train mental health practitioners in providing trauma treatment. But we don't have a direct clinical role. We do research, which has a clinical focus, but we don't run a treatment clinic as such.
Looking at that research, that sort of ties into the government funding. What does the government allocate to mental health care funding on their own, and perhaps do they contribute to Phoenix in any way?
Look, the first question is beyond my area of knowledge, actually, in terms of how much the government provides to funding across Australia. I know, you know, it's a large amount of money that it provides. Phoenix Australia gets core funding from the Department of Veterans Affairs, but most of our funding comes from the work that we do with organisations. So we work with organisations and it's a fee-for-service sort of basis.
So does the vast majority of the research you conduct go towards helping veterans?
From Phoenix Australia specifically, most of our work does involve veterans, yes, that would be fair to say. But there are the research groups all around Australia who are doing various pieces of research with the emergency services, and there's a large mental health and wellbeing prevalence study that's currently underway through Beyond Blue and the University of Western Australia that is looking at the mental health and wellbeing of emergency service workers across Australia. So that's a big, important piece of research that I understand will be available towards the end of this year and will really be important in helping us to understand the sort of magnitude of the problem within Australia, because one of the difficulties is that different research groups do small pieces of research that are hard to compare with each other, hard to compare to what the international research tells us. And the outcome of this study will be a really important watershed for Australia, I think.
Looking at the current research so far, what work sectors have been identified as at the highest risk of mental trauma?
So amongst the emergency service sector, it really is the paramedics, the ambulance services that have been found to have the highest rates. That's based on international research, and it will be very interesting to see what the outcomes of our Australian research are, you know, later this year. But it certainly seems at the moment as though paramedics have the highest risk.
We're speaking with Dr. Andrea Phelps, Deputy Director of Phoenix Australia Centre for Post-Traumatic Mental Health, about the need for greater mental health care for at-risk medical workers. So why are paramedics at risk of developing PTSD? What's happening to cause this kind of trauma?
Look, PTSD can arise when people are exposed to events that confront their own mortality or well-being, as well as the horrific sort of aftermath of trauma, where you know paramedics attend accident scenes and deceased people and so on. All of those sorts of exposures are what we call potentially traumatic events. In the life of a paramedic, you know, they are exposed to these sorts of events on a frequent, potentially daily basis. And there is some evidence to suggest that there's a cumulative effect of trauma over time. So this isn't to say that every paramedic is inevitably going to develop PTSD, but their risks are greater because of those exposures.
Did the research identify, as paramedics, of course, are confronted by often the first responders to these sort of accidents that could lead to a lot of, that can bring up a lot of trauma, but did it mention other healthcare workers and professions that can be significantly affected by trauma?
Yeah, so look, there's no single piece of research that looks at everything, but certainly when you pull together all of the literature, there are studies that look at other healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, you know, emergency departments, aged care facilities. There are people really in all walks of life who can be exposed. People in health and community services. The list goes on, really.
So, what are some of the dangers of untreated mental trauma?
What tends to happen if someone does develop PTSD and it goes untreated, it's unlikely to go away by itself. In some cases it will, but what tends to happen is that it develops a fairly chronic course, meaning that it just continues over time, and the longer PTSD is there without being treated, the more likely someone is to develop other mental health problems as well, such as anxiety, depression, substance use problems. But important to say as well that not everyone who is exposed to trauma will develop PTSD. So, you know, for many people, what's the most important thing is getting a good level of support after they've been exposed to trauma and getting back to their normal life and routines as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. So what should be done to reduce the risk of trauma for paramedics and other at-risk medical professionals?
I think that the research would suggest to us that support is the critical piece. So, you know, we can't do anything about exposure to trauma in some jobs. It's a part of the job. But if the individuals get the support of the organisation as well as their colleagues, following exposure to trauma, there's an intervention that's called psychological first aid, which is really just about checking in with people, monitoring their well-being, making sure that they're okay, helping them with just emotional support if that's what they need, but also just that encouraging getting back to normal routine. So in workplaces, what we really want to see is that there are policies in place that ensure that immediate support's available. And then they're also monitoring. So people who do develop a sort of more enduring reaction or impact of the trauma get early access to evidence-based treatment.
Just to wrap things up on a personal level, what advice can you give to people who are worried someone they know or perhaps work with may be suffering from some form of mental trauma?
Look, it's a difficult position to be in. If you, someone you love or someone you're close to, you think is suffering. I think opening up to them, encouraging them to seek help. GP is often the best place to start. It's a sort of someone who knows the person can go along and just touch base with them and see if there is anything to be concerned about. Our website has a lot of material that people can sort of show to a loved one who they're concerned about, and that can be a way to sort of start the conversation. So those sorts of strategies is what I would suggest.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Dr. Phelps.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Andrea Phelps, Deputy Director for Phoenix Australia Centre for Post-Traumatic Mental Health.